In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever been outside on a clear night away from the lights of the cities and looked up at the stars and wondered? When we lived in Maine, our favorite place to camp was on the coast, almost all the way north to Canada. They call it down east, but it's up northeast, in a place on the Bay of Fundy that has the highest tides in the world. There, the tides rise and fall from 20 to 40 feet each day. And the movement of that much water creates amazing tidal bores, reversing tides, whirlpools, and an ever-changing sea landscape. So we had some friends that we would go camping with just about every summer. And by the second or third year, we found our ideal space to camp. It was isolated on a little cove, and from this spot, no one else could see us, and we could see no other campers. Just a long expanse of water, which changed to mudflats twice a day. In that space, there was a picnic table that overlooked the water, and there were enough trees for us to hang our hammocks. But best of all, down at the edge of the water, there was a large, flat rock, big enough for all four of us to lie down on, and high enough so that even at high tide, it provided a platform above the water. By night, the view from this rock was unequaled. And on a clear night, it was absolutely spectacular. The galaxies shone in the heavens and reflected perfectly in the still water beside us. We spent quite a lot of time on that water rock, gazing up into the glory of God's creation, not even trying to number the stars. Maybe you too have a favorite place to see the stars. Imagine that star show in the desert when God first spoke to Abram, long before there was anything such as light pollution. Today's Old Testament reading is the third time that God renews the covenant with Abram. But the first time, God said to him, "Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. So shall your descendants be." And God made a promise to Abram. Promised that he would be the father of a great multitude of people like the stars in the heavens, too numerous to count. Even at that time, Abram was 70-some years old, the first time God spoke to him, and his wife Sarai, both of them long past the time when they could consider to have a child. But everything is possible with God. And Abram knows this beyond all reason. Abram trusts God, looks up into the night sky, and believes in God's unbelievable promise. Like Abram, we too have received a promise from God. God has promised to be with us always. And our Lenten journey invites us to go deeper and to trust this promise. Like Abram, sometimes we ask God for more assurance, more information. "How am I to know?" he asked God when God promised him great blessings. And God honored Abram's question. God gave him a vision, perhaps a waking dream, and God revealed God's presence and promise to Abram. A smoking fire pot and a flaming torch, manifestations of God, passed through the middle of his offerings, sealing the covenant. Sometimes we may also ask of God, "How are we to know that you are with us?" Not many of us have visions, but all of us have dreams. And sometimes God can speak to us through our dreams. Have you ever had a dream that left you with so much consolation, so much feeling that you knew that it was given you from God? When I was 3 weeks old, my father had brain surgery. This was in 1960, when most people died from brain surgery. And my father was perhaps the first patient of his surgeon at UCLA who lived through the surgery. He survived the surgery, and he also had many other serious health problems, including diabetes, heart disease, and a debilitating arthritis. Because of all of this, from an early age, I lived with a constant fear that my father would die. Now, my dad was an amazing person, great sense of humor, a loving father, and he never complained about his health. Now, he got crabby about other things sometimes, but he never complained about his health, although he had much to complain about. And he was able to be outside in God's creation, which he loved, and to manage his avocado and orange groves until his arthritis got so bad that he retired at 55. In his 60s, he survived a massive heart attack and then had a quintuple bypass. And so my dad entered into his 70s with increasing frailty, and still my fear persisted. About 10 days before he went into the hospital for his last hospitalization, I had a dream. And in this dream, my brother and I were singing, but it wasn't earthly singing. My brother was singing with this deep Russian bass voice, deeper than humanly possible, and joined by many others. And the soprano was rich and deep and high, and it reverberated across the heavens. We were singing with the choir of angels, and we were singing in thanksgiving for my father's life. For our father's life, we were singing alleluias. And with that dream, my fear was gone. God gave me that dream to get me through my father's death and to let me know without a doubt that God was with me and him and my brother, and everyone who ever feared for a loved one's death. Julian of Norwich, the the 14th century mystic, one of my favorite mystics, had powerful visions of Christ's passion. And she spent 30 years exploring the meaning of those visions and wrote one of the most famous and beloved spiritual books of all time, and the first book written by a woman in the English language, Revelations of Divine Love. In this book, Julian writes of a God of love who promises to be with us always. She tells us, "He did not say, 'You will not be assailed.' He did not say, 'You will not be belabored.' He did not say, 'You will not be disquieted.' He said, 'You will not be overcome.' We will not be overcome because God keeps God's promises. We will not be overcome because God is with us always, as light in the darkness, as hope in the midst of despair, as joy even in times of deepest sorrow." And so the next time we look up at the night sky and wonder at the marvel of the stars, may we also remember the promises of God, Abram's God, our God, who will be with us forever. Amen.